It's Jenny Eliscu and Evan from Pine Grove. As we near the end of this week's SiriusXMU session, I'm really excited to get into this Radiohead cover of Let Down, which is fucking awesome. And, you know, we know, those of us who love covers, you know, it's like, okay, it sounds, the best covers, you're like, it sounds like that artist's song, kind of, you know, you're just like, well, yeah, that could be a Pine Grove song. Fuck, I wouldn't have ever heard it that way, but now I can't unhear it. And that's what we're going to listen to. But yeah, tell me about your relationship with Radiohead and sort of what you love about this song.
I listened to Radiohead pretty much exclusively from the age of like 13 to 18.
All right, then. All right.
With maybe, a little bit of Death Cab thrown in there. Those were probably
I was thinking either he's never listened to Radiohead before, like, because sometimes that happens, and just like was just like, oh God, what was I doing, or what you've just described. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I suppose that I'm exaggerating slightly. I liked Sigur Rós, I liked the Mars Volta, but Radiohead were absolutely the big ones for me, and they've certainly influenced the Pine Grove project in all sorts of ways, from some, aesthetic choices that, well, I guess most broadly is like the fact that they were a band that made it feel like a puzzle to solve when you were looking through their art or on their website. And what an immersive and exciting thing for a music fan. And then the lyrics too are certainly emotional, but they're so dimensional that you sometimes don't really know what you're being told or what you're experiencing. So there's a lot of interpretive possibility in what they do. And so I've certainly taken a lot from Radiohead.
And you're playing Let Down for us and from OK Computer. I'm curious. Yeah. OK, look, tell me a little more specifically with the album OK Computer. How old were you when you first got it, and what was your sort of, what do you remember about initially listening to OK Computer, given what you've told us?
Yeah, okay, so that came out, I think, in like either 90, like maybe 1997.
Exactly.
So I was eight years old, and I remember my dad got it from the CD store. He had read a review in a paper. I mean, already this sounds like so archaic, right? He read a review in a, in a magazine, was interested in it, bought the CD, listened to it. I think I was there. And he listened to it a few more times. He's like, I don't get this at all. I kind of don't like it. I'm going to return it to the CD store, which is so funny to me. It's not that this was a dysfunctional product. You just like didn't like it. But then a few days later, was still thinking about it, and he went and bought it again. So I knew, just like from
I love this story. I love this story so much. That's exactly what all albums should do. Explode your mind so much that you're like, get this album out of my house, right? Right. And then a couple of days later, you're like, I need it back.
Right. So it totally disrupted the household. And that left an impression.
Yeah. So, but at the time, probably, yeah, you were eight and you're like, music, Radiohead, whatever. But then I'm sure when you return to it in later years, you probably could understand in the context of Radiohead's evolution, why that was sort of a Dylan goes electric moment for Radiohead fans, where they're just like, am I up for the fax machine noises?
Right. Yeah. No, totally. I'll mention too, that like that showed me that there was a way to merge politics and music in a way that was like, emotional. It was moving. It was not just, I don't know. I liked Rage Against the Machine too, but other, bands in the punk space that were trying to say something about politics. But for some reason, I connected really to that more than anything else. And I didn't connect politically, even really. That was an aside to why I liked it. And actually, in a certain way, I hope that when people listen to 1111, that's not their, primary attraction to the album too, though. If they ultimately come away feeling like a little bit more courageous to explore ways that they can be a part of the international movement to abolish the fossil fuel industry, that's great. But like, I'm hoping primarily to open an emotional space.
Yeah, and given what you've said, it's like, yeah, Radiohead's ability to that kind of nuance and the ability to make it more of a puzzle and have you find what you're going to find in it, you know, obviously appealed to you as a budding artist, even as the way of approaching it and what Rage Against the Machine do, which is visceral with a capital V, is like another way of approaching it. And we need them all, you know, so it's and, you know, and sometimes the meaning gets through in the subliminal. And that's some of the work that you're doing out here. Deeply appreciate it, my dude.
Thank you.
Let's listen to Pine Grove doing Radiohead's Let Down. Thank you so much for this awesome performance and for connecting for this combo.
Thank you, Jenny. Always nice to talk.